When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day,
brother Joseph teaches ministry with Apostle John Joseph. John Joseph is a pastor, teacher, and an evangelist in Israel. He's the father of Lagos Chapel, a thriving church in the heart of Lagos, Nigeria. We bless you as you listen to this message.
Wisdom for finances. And I believe that God is giving us supernatural wisdom for outstanding results in 2018. Can I get some amen?
Amen.
Last week, I began to share with you financial mistakes. Financial mistakes we can make. Now, you cannot, as Christians, we cannot separate ourselves from money. Okay? We cannot separate ourselves from money. We know that the Bible says that money answereth all things. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19 says what? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19. Can I have Ecclesiastes 10 19? Ecclesiastes 10 19. Ecclesiastes 10 19. Okay, can we read one together? One, two, go. Don't worry, we are working. I know that the illumination is not so bright, so we're working on it. But can you still see what is written there a bit?
Yes.
Okay. All right, one, two, go. A feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all. In fact, all things are not supposed to be there because it's in Italy. The Bible calls it money answereth all things. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Hold on. Can we read it in concert? One, two, go, please. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his what? That ye through his what? Might be rich. Amen. Now, at what time did Jesus become poor? On the cross. He became poor on the cross and released his wealth to us. So as children of the Lord, we do not have any excuse not to be rich. Now, one of the mistakes we make as Christians is that we think that only the spirituality makes wealth. So you see that Christians rather spend more time praying for money, more time going from one mountain to the other. Lord, bless me quick. Lord, give me money. And sometimes we are looking for quick oil and quick this to just make us wealthy. There are two aspects of it. But you see, one of the things you must know when it comes to financial matters is like Olympics. You don't need to fast. It's not fasting and prayer that makes people win, athletes win gold. In fact, if you're an athlete, the day you are supposed to run, you now said that before, because you are going to run on Monday, you have now started 7 days marathon. 7 days marathon. So that 7 days marathon started 7 days before the main day on your Olympic. So the day of the Olympic, you have kashatabaya, you are blasting in tongues, you have fasted 7 days, and you want to run 100 meters. Do you think that is the wise thing to do? Even though praying is not wrong, but you should have fasted and prayed, then work harder. Do you know, despite the fact that Super Eagles is one of the only teams in the world that prays in every match, we have never won World Cup. Nigerian Super Eagles are one of the only teams, go and check, that prays in every match. They pray before the match begins, they pray halftime, and sometimes they even pray after all. And yet, we have been praying since all the World Cup we have gone to. We have never lifted a World Cup. I and the countries that don't pray at all are winning World Cup. The question is it wrong to pray? No. I said success, promotion on Friday, I shared with you principles of promotion. I said, promotion is a combination of man's effort and God's grace. The two must work hand in hand. How can you win World Cup when even your own local leagues are not working? Our leagues sometimes are full of, even the grass there are not grown. Dry grasses. Now, the people that are going abroad to play, and the people that their leagues are working, they are paying, in Nigeria, yes, sometimes they pay our player 200,000 naira per month. As a player, 200,000 per month. In fact, it's like that is a lot of money. And sometimes that money will not come on time. They will owe them 5 months salary. But there are other players. In a year that a player is collecting 200,000, it's like they cannot even imagine it. One of the players that was signed the other time was collecting 115,000 pounds per week. Per week. And now he's coming to play in the World Cup with a player that collects 200,000 per month.
Hey, the difference is clear.
Now, this one, when it is 9 o'clock, there is no light anymore. This one have light 24 hours. Right, this one when he wants to go and gym, and there is no even place to gym. This one is club, as swimming pool, as gym, and as personal doctor. They have everything he wants. By all means, which one do you think is liable to win the World Cup more? The Nigerian one, 200,000 per month, or the one, 15,000 pounds per week? That means one player in the league can pay even the coach in the Nigerian league. We'll pay the player, pay the coach, pay everybody. One player. So, as Christians, do let us spiritualize everything. There is, you have a part to play in how successful you will be. Not just fasting and prayer makes success. It's good, it's fantastic, but there must be balance. God gave us two legs so that they can be balanced. The first one is called the leg of faith, and the other one is called the leg of work. For your life to make progress, you must combine faith and work at all times so that you can make progress. Hallelujah. That is why I'm teaching on wisdom for finances. Because it's amazing that sometimes a lot of us have served God for so many years. We have been faithful Christians. We don't miss church. Yet today, you cannot even boast of a savings of 100,000 naira. And the other time somebody came to see me in church and he was watching us online and said that when he heard me say that statement, he began to analyze his life and realize that he has been living a wasted life. This person is not a member of our church. Came down during the week and said, "Pastor, I want you to teach me. Whatever I need to do, I'm going to do it." And by the time we began to analyze, it's not yet time to pray. It's the time to look at where did all those money go. Because one thing you must know about money is that money is like water. If you don't create a channel for it, it will create one for itself. Always remember that money is like water. If you don't create a path for it, it will create one by all means for itself. But by all means, money will always flow. Money will always flow. And often that money flow from the hands of the one who does not know how to manage it to the hand of the one who knows how to manage it well. And that is how come, despite the fact that Africa has is blessed with the highest number of resources, is still the poorest continent. Because even though we are earning money, the money we keep finding its way back into the hands of those who knows how to manage it. That is why I am now teaching on financial mistakes. Mistakes to avoid when with respect to your finances. You must know how to manage your finances, because whether money is something that cut across, whether you are a Muslim or a Christian, whoever you are, a pastor or a church member, but everybody needs money and everybody spends money. Money is universal currency. We all need it. So to shy away from how to manage it is to be foolish. Praise the Lord. Now, under the first mistake I mentioned last week, which is the mistake of what? Not investing. And then I said the first mistake you can make with your money is the mistake of not investing. Then I now talked about, under that one, I talked about five relationships you can have with money, which is most time the kind of relationship we have with money. And the first one is the relationship of a thief. Those who steal or have money by stealing. The relationship of a thief. Now, the second one is the relationship of a beggar. Those who live their life begging. Everywhere they go, they always want to beg. Africans, we live our life based on begging. We are beggar continent. They will give us rice, we will take. Do you know one of the things that has killed our democracy in Nigeria is the beggar mentality? Wait now, small time, election time is coming. Somebody will roll out shirts for us. By the way, if you are here, if you are not registered for your voters, I think it has closed now. It's still ongoing now, right? Every member of this church, I'm mandating our chapel leader that you must have voter registration card. In fact, we'll begin to call you different names that you don't like if you don't have a voter's card. Because before the election, we are coming with our voter's card. Prayer don't put good leaders. It's vote that puts in good leaders. And when Christians don't vote, then whatever we reap is our fault. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have over-spiritualized even common voting that we just pray. Common PVC, you will not go and get. And on election day, you see it as public holiday, you sit down your hand and you go and buy all the Nollywood TV, all the Nollywood DVD, whilst the people who want to spoil the system are there in the sun. Now they are there in the sun, you are in your house watching TV the day of election. Now they are shouting Buhari. Most of the people are shouting Buhari. Yet most of them, they don't even vote. Now you ask something to correct it, you are still not correcting it, which is your card. There is nothing too wrong if we join hands to say that we are going to produce the next counselor in this church. There is nothing wrong with that. We are producing the next counselor. If all of our members with those from our branches come together and team, I'm sure we can produce a counselor.
Yes, sir, it's possible.
And I'm telling you, I have vision that we are going to produce counselor in this church. Yeah. You don't need to bribe us. All you just now, we will sit down with you and teach you what to do and give us a manifesto. We will vote for you. That is it. It's not, you are not too saying you are not too, you are too popular in this area not to become a counselor.
Yes, sir.
You are not too much to become a counselor. Because they call you are chairman of a lot of things in this area. Now that chairmanship must now yield counselorship.
Amen.
We have to start from somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And the change begins with us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, election time, they will give t-shirts and give 4 girikas of rice. And people will go and vote for them. You have chopped the girika of 20 years in one day. Stop complaining. If they give you the girika and you vote for somebody because of food, know that you have no right to complain. Never vote for anybody because of money, nor food. They said, even the other time, I hear people, they are even buying their PVC card. Say, come and sell it to us for 20,000 naira. You are selling the future of your children. Say with me, my own future is not for sale. So the relationship of a beggar. Now, as long as you think that there is somebody somewhere who will give you money, your life cannot make progress. As long as you keep thinking in your mind that there is somebody somewhere, in fact, until you remove from your mind that there is somebody who wants to give you money, there is a level of progress your life cannot make. Because when you are planning for something now, the next thing is, where are you going to borrow money from? Look at us. Everything borrow. That's how our country is not moving forward. Those who live based on begging. Oh, boy, borrow me this. Beg for this, beg for that. They don't advance. So from henceforth, you have to live your life as though you are the Alpha and the Omega of your life. Everything planned as though there is no other person. The reason why you are angry with your uncle, you are angry with your sister, you are angry with your cousin, is that they are very stingy. Anybody who knows how to make money will always be stingy. It's not called stinginess, it's called wisdom. J.J. Okocha the other time said that somebody came to him and said, "Oh, you are very greedy." And he said to them, "Yes, I am greedy because I know what it means to make money." He said, "Sometimes if you are traveling abroad, ice block will be ready like this. Ice block will be ready like this, like water. There are a level of cold you have not seen here before. I was in one of those countries one time that even your hand will become blocked. You can see that you are dying. Your hand is frozen. You cannot hold phone. The phone in your hand, you can, because the phone is like block itself. And the guy said, in that state, they will wake up 4 a.m. when the cold is strongest, the snow, and they will be jogging in the snow, and they will pour. They will still have to pour cold water on them, and they have to jog. Say, whilst I am doing that, you are busy sleeping. Now you come to me to come and say, I should just give you money and not ask you questions. He said, if he has lived like you, there will not be any money to borrow today. That is why you see people think that banks are greedy. Banks are where they are because they call them financial managing institutions. Bank, what do they know to do? Collect people's money. And they are giving it back to them. And yet, by just collecting people's money, it's your money, they will give you interest on your money. But what they are just doing is that, do you don't know how to manage your money? They are knowing how to turn those things over. Turn those things over. That is what banks do. People, you put your money there, they will know, they will go and put it here, put it there, and at the end of the day, they will say they are giving you 5%. Most people don't even know how to manage money. So when you see a bank today, as big as they have become, one wisdom that the bank have learned is the wisdom of managing money. That means you can become a bank if you know how to manage your own money. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you know how to manage money, you have the same wisdom they have. Most Christians don't know how to manage money. Tell yourself, my help only comes from God. I will never beg again. The Bible says that the one who borrows is a servant to the one who gives. The next relationship you can have with money is a consumer relationship. Consumers are those who don't work, but they always have people who give them money. And sometimes you even have today, some of the girls today, you wonder, you are buying all these shoes. The shoe is from Jack Toronto. The hair is from Macaroni. The mascara is from Bob Blee. The eyelashes is from James Bond. So when you see them, sometimes they are come assembled. You are seeing one person that is appearing before you. You are seeing about five boys in front of him already. Nowadays, some of these girls that have come who do not want to work, who are just consumers. What you see that is that you are saying that you cannot go and wash plate in a restaurant. It's because you are a consumer. Somebody is supplying your needs. Man, this job is not my level. So says one. That job is not your level. You are a thief when you talk like that. It's only a thief that talks that way. Because whatever you have to do, when you don't have money and you have pride, that is even worse than HIV AIDS. You don't have money and you have pride at the same time. You don't have money and you say you cannot do this job, you cannot do that job, you cannot do this job. You are delivered from such disease in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's quickly move forward, because if I want to begin to recap what we learned last week, you can get it on rgc.ng or subscribe to our messages on Podbean, and you'll get it. Now today, I'm continuing on financial mistakes. Now all that we are talking about, when I'm talking about financial mistakes, you realize that a lot of this now has to do with the way you think, your mindset. Because the Bible says, as he thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Matthew 15:11 says, it's not that which goeth into the mouth that defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this is defileth a man. In other words, it is who we are is from what we have stored up. If you are poor today, your poverty is as a result of what is inside of you. You cannot produce what you don't have. Okra cannot grow ugu. Neither can ugu bring forth pawpaw. Neither can pawpaw bring forth mango. So if you are here, you are poor. You don't have any money in your account. And if the fruit of poverty you are seeing is as a result of what is not seen. which is what is going on inside of you. So if you want to address poverty, you ought now to address the way you think, the what is going on inside of you, because it is what comes out of you, what is inside of you, that you produce the fruit thereof. You see, you can easily blame your son, blame uncle, blame Buhari, blame government, blame everybody. It's very easy to blame other people but ourselves. But I said, Bible said, as he thinketh, so is he. Whatever level you are today is as a result of what is going on inside of you. That is why most of the things I'm going to talk about on financial mistakes now have to do with what you cannot see, which is what is inside of you. When you address those things and your heart is right, you will produce good fruit. And I see God blessing you to produce good fruit. I said you are going to produce good fruit. In the name of Jesus. Now, one thing you must know is that poverty don't happen overnight. Now, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13 to 34. I will read from NLT says, I walk by the feet of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. King James says, a man void of understanding. I'm at Proverbs 24, verse 13 now. I saw that his field was overgrown with nettle, it was covered with weeds, his walls were broken down. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. This will not be your own portion. Solomon said, I passed by the field of a man. So one of the things I first observed that the field, the house of that man is so disorganized. So disorganized. All his fields have overgrown. And he cannot see that these grasses are too much. I should cut them. He said, now I realize that this man that is treating what he has anyhow, I realize that he's also a poor man. Then he said, now I realize that those who don't apply common sense to things around them, poverty normally overtakes them. Now, one of the things I want you to know is that Africa, one of the problems we have is the problem of impressing people. We love to impress people. Because an average African man cares about what people say, even to the detriment of his own household. If I don't buy this family clothes, what will they say of me? What will they say? Family clothes, 5,000 naira family clothes. You say, if I don't buy it, 5,000 per year. What will they say? My mother bought one. My father bought one. This is how our family has been doing it. So if I don't buy this family clothes now, I will not be like that. Now, this person talking about family clothes of 5,000 naira per yard, the children are not in good school. You see, they will not talk about that one because education is an hidden part. People don't easily see that one. This person talking about 5,000 per yard family clothes don't even have quarter plot of land. And yet he's talking about family clothes. This person talking about family clothes does not even have 50,000 naira savings throughout last year. And yet he will go and borrow to buy family clothes. And you see them. They arrive at the party. You will think it's the richest person in the world that have arrived. No TV, even common TV in their house is the TV of 20 years. Because we can't see that one. Solomon said, those who don't pay attention to what matters most in their life end up poor. Because you see, always wanting to impress. Always want. That is why when people have money, the first thing they think of is buying a car. They want to buy a good car. That's the first thing. A sign of foolishness when you have money, the first thing you are thinking of is to buy a car. Because sometimes people are driving their tomorrow today. When tomorrow comes, they will drive bicycle. They are building their tomorrow today. You don't have a land anywhere, you are thinking of a car. So that when you land, people will say, oh boy. Why do most people travel to the village during December? December period, especially those of those who came from the east, is like competition time. They seize everything. And November, they are buying a car. And they will load the thing, put gold. It's like, this guy that is putting the gold and driving the car, he does not have a shop in Lagos. And you see that when they land in the air, you would think the richest man has landed. Because why? They are running the race of impressing another one. And sometimes, some family are not helping matters. Say, why you can't come like this? You don't see as this one come. You don't see as that one come. You don't see as this one come. You don't see as... So why you can't come like this? You must tell those around you, I am not living for another person. I am living for my tomorrow. People don't have to celebrate me today. They don't have to clap for you today. They don't have to gather and say, the time will tell who is wiser. Today, I look at some of my friends who drove several cars. Several cars. About 10 years ago, when computer was computer then, they were competing with a particular man. He can change car 2 times a year. Competing with car. Fast forward, 10 years after, no more car. They ran out of the business. Why those of us then who refused to buy car, who they were calling, in fact, somebody had been there that me, I cannot buy perfume. We are still in the same business. We are still in the business today. Why? Because I refuse to drive my tomorrow today. Check your life. You don't want anybody to talk about you. You are buying human hair and your salary is 30,000 naira. You want to wear human hair. Well, I'm not saying you should not wear your... If you wear your human hair today, I can assure you it's gorilla number hair you wear tomorrow. But I can assure you of that. You, some of us have no business with any human hair for now. It's not that it's wrong, but there are some right things that you may be doing at the wrong time. There is time for everything. I have never bought any family clothes in my family that has passed 1,000 naira per yard. They laugh at me. I say, I will wear suit. Why does we buy family clothes? The person is alive, you will not give him food. The person is alive, you will not give him the money. The person is now dead, you are buying cow. Who is chopping the cow? The culture that celebrates dead people more than those who are alive is an evil culture.
Evil.
Your mother is alive, you will not pay the house. Your mother is alive, you will not send money to her. Your mother is alive, you will not buy something for her. You will not have time to visit her. You now hear that one foolish man, when the mother died, he chatted, he was in a place and he put the flower on first class. The flower that the mother never saw when she was alive. The mother, you said that you don't have time to visit when she was alive. Then they will now carry 20 cows. I'm sure if the mother can come up, it is a slap that boy that will take it. Not a thank you. Because evil common fish you never gave her when she was alive. It's an evil culture. Anything you want to do it for the person while he's alive. I told people in my family, my grandmother, I still take care of my grandmother now. I send money to my grandmother, I buy things for her. She's over 100 years now. She still eat pop off and milo like no man's business. And I said to myself, these people think I'm foolish. By the grace of God, the day that woman dies, I will not buy any family clothes. Because do you know why? I called all the people in the family. I said, let's do birthday for this woman. Not one of them came up with 50 kobo. So I said to myself, I won't do it. They thought I was doing it because I had money. But because I felt honored in living. But you wait. Evil culture. Let the woman die. You will see her picture on Facebook. Let the mama die. You will see, they are doing business all in the name of burial. They will start selling the clothes. Selling the clothes. They think that you don't contribute that time, they will call you a black person. But who is bad? The one who is taking care of the living or the one who is taking care of the dead? Value the living whilst you have them, not the dead. Are you with me? You don't like my message? God is changing some of us today. Now, mindset that produces poverty, number one, is part of them. A mind that looks for excuses, very quickly. A mind that looks for excuses. Proverbs 20 verse 4, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest, and have nothing. Because the lazy man will not plant. He will say, why? He said, because it's cold. And things don't grow during cold time. That is his reason. But when you look at their excuses very well, you realize that some of them, their excuses are not genuine. And look at those, for instance. Some women complain, my husband does not leave money at home. He's a very greedy man. Of course, I know that some men are like that. So because of that, now your children have not gone to school. All your children are dropped out because your husband is not bringing money. All your children are not in school. Because of that, now they are chasing you out of the house, you want to go and live under the bridge. Because of your husband. The question is, if there was no husband, would you survive? Especially African women, let me say this, you may not like it. Most African women have developed the habit of making their husband their God. And they see it as a liberty to be lazy. You submit lists. You submit all the lists. All the lists is always the husband, husband, husband. That's why a lot of them will not do anything. If you don't have a job, at least you have handwork. Basic thing. If you are not earning any salary, you can have handwork and make your own money. If the man is bringing 10 naira and you are bringing 2 naira, 10 plus 2 is better than 10 plus 0. Any home where the woman is not a contributor, most of those homes always have problem. There will always be problem. There will always be problem. Because there is nothing the man will bring that you appreciate. Because you yourself don't know what it means to work for money. A woman who only stays at home and not work is not better than a prostitute. Because it's only the prostitute that sells her body to make money. I'm not afraid to say, you tell you the truth. Maybe next Sunday you can decide not to come. A woman who does nothing than to just stay at home and does not know how to generate money is not better than a prostitute. I will say it again. Marriage is not the license to be lazy. Marriage is a call to even work harder. I'm talking from experience. Even if your husband says don't work, you have the common sense to say that I will do something. Even if your husband is Dangote, always remember 10 plus 1 is not the same thing as 10 plus 0. My grandmother, of blessed memory now, she died with pains in her heart. Her husband was a multi-billionaire, one of the people that first used Chrysler cars in Nigeria. Multi-millionaire. Assistant controller of customs in Nigeria at a point. Multi-millionaire. And the man said, don't work. Don't work. And my mother too, my grandmother too, did not work. They built houses. All the children too were just driving around their father's car. Weekend going to club and everything. Leaving Magada phase 2, went to the Adawa International School, one of the first private schools in Nigeria. He's on the island. That's one of the first private schools in Nigeria. The best school, only millionaires go there. Today, that woman died not even in her own house, died in an apartment that somebody just gave her as mess. Because the man died when they least expected, when they were not preparing. He died in his prime. Nobody was prepared for him. He had 9 children. Not one of them went to university. Why? They were living as consumers. Money was just coming in. So those I see, say, because you are writing jam. Jam has not jammed me for 3 years. That's why you are still collecting money from your parents. If you are 18 years old and above, you have no business collecting money from your parents. Begin to think of how you can generate money of your own. Ask yourself, if your parents are not there, what will you do? What will you do? Won't you survive? At
there no orphans who have survived? You are writing jam, and so what? Be prepared as I'm going to university. What will help me to survive in the place? I just going to be. What will you do? You have lectures from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Sometimes the lecturer will not come to class, and you are just there lavishing away. And you are saying you are in school, you are in school, you are in school, you are in school. Is that what it means? Before you even finish school, you should have finished the school. Because already you are doing what you are waiting to do. Amen. Stop that excuse. Start something. Stop the excuse. I say start something. The next one, vain and fantasy thinking. Vain or fantasy thinking. Mindset that produces poverty. That's what I'm saying. It's also financial mistakes. Vain or fantasy thinking. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 19. He said, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. He that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. Let me give you NLT. NLT says, a hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies end up in poverty. Fantasy or vain thinking is to empty thinking. In other words, you are planning with what you don't have. He said, the way I put it here, I said, those who planning with things that does not exist, making decisions with things that don't exist. In other words, you are here, you are saying, you are not married though. Say, oh, my dream man is coming. He's going, I'm looking for a man that is tall, muscular. A man that is working with Shell. The one that when I'm coming will say, aye, baby. That's the kind of man. That's my kind of man. A man that when he's coming, all my friends will bow.
Hey, you are looking for that one. And now, Zacchaeus came to you. Zacchaeus with his big belly has come to you,
and you look at Zacchaeus and say, you are not my type. My dream man is coming. How can I marry you?
You are overpricing yourself. Who is deceiving you? It is only few people that will get their dream man. The rest have to beat their dream man.
Let me say it again.
Only few will always get their dream man or dream woman. The rest have to build their dream man or their dream woman. You are waiting for six pack. Is that a, but when this one with the thing come, you look at it, well, come. By the time I walk on that belly, it will be flat. What are you doing? You are building your dream. If I did not learn this wisdom, I don't think I would be married by now. I've been married for over 10 years by the grace of God. When I met my wife, she was not my dream. She was not the one I was actually fantasizing about. Me, I've watched American movie, Indian movie, that I think that marriage is about long hair. Because when they are coming, they come in slow motion. They don't walk fast. And when they appear, they will carry the air. I say, oh, wow. I first started, I will marry an American. American woman or nothing. The person who wants to marry an American woman who does not have a visa, who does not have international passport, after the American woman was not coming, I was watching Indian films again. And Indians, they can dance. Any small thing, they are singing and dancing. I say, wow. Hey, 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 hey. And I heard all those
who are dancing in the movie, they always end up well. Don't you realize it? Even if the man goes, one day you just say, yeah, 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 antaliba, antaliba, and the woman too, we come, we found you and see, she's not hearing. Then the actor too, we go, antaliba. Then we go again, and then both of them will start singing, antaliba. I say, Indian women will not give me problem. I think whatever problem they want to give me, when I sing for them, it will end. So now I change my mind. No longer America, now India. Woman, have you eaten real Indian food before? You think India knows how to do ogbono and garri? You are not thinking about all those ones. You are just planning what you don't have. Finally, when I met my wife, if not for the deliverance of God, this one was opposite. I think the first time I met her, she was doing rubber hair. The only thing that God opened her is she just knows how to serve drinks. She didn't know how to dance. She was an usher. And she was beautiful. And I look, and I decided that one day I will visit my wife. When my wife, I was going to see her off, I think she was going for one professional exam. I think it was ICANN at that time. I thought this was going to be my Indian or American one. This one, she wore her brother's shoe. When she wore the brother's shoe, because that one you will not easily know whether it was made for Mifiri, called unisex shoe. I just looked at it. She won't be this shoe where the brother wear yesterday, please. Don't be the shoe, please. And she wore it. And we enter Mole together. Inside the Mole, my wife says, I realized that she was an expert in molarization. We stood there. I was thinking. Finally, I said to myself, I went to go and meet somebody and said, this girl, she's not Indian. She's not American. She's not this. Is she a Christian? Is she born again? Does she fear God? Don't forget, you can make her into whatever. Today, there is virtually, my wife knows how to cook Indian food, Chinese food, I mean everything. She dresses now, you think that she's from India. The other time we were having international Sunday, I said, dress like Indian for me, baby. When she wore the Indian, they say, Antaliba! Hey, finally I have my Indian dream. So this, you may not have the ready-made, learn to build it. If you have that thing, whatever you have, you stop complaining about it. Most people who are running away from Nigeria is because of this mentality. You think people will travel abroad and you pick money on the floor, pick money on the floor. If you are lazy in Nigeria, you cannot also make it anywhere, because Lagos deems you to be hardworking. If you cannot survive in Lagos, you cannot survive anywhere. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Reduce the way you think. Ask yourself, what do I have? Plan with what you have. If this is the job you have, thank God for the job. And plan, begin to plan with that job. Instead of still looking that one day, I will be a big man when I work with Shell. I will be a big man when I work with Coca-Cola. I will know. Now tell her that this is my big man job. Let me start now. Be from there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Next one. Get rich quick mentality. Get rich quick mentality. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. NLT says, the trustworthy person will get a rich reward. But a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. You see, like I said the other time, that your salary does not make you rich. It's your investment that will make you rich. If you are thinking of having money, you must know that you must learn
two things: faithfulness and diligence with whatever you are doing will eventually yield to greater results. This was the wisdom that Daniel employed. Whilst others were stealing, Daniel remained faithful. Joseph, whilst his friends were doing shortcut here, Joseph remained faithful. And he ended up ruling over their colleagues. Most people do not know that quick money, the Bible says, will only run you into trouble. Stop complaining. Wait, you see, only few people will earn the salary that will make them rich. The rest of you, us, I should say, will have to build with whatever we have. If I am waiting here that maybe one day the bank will borrow us money, we will not be where we are today. I have deleted it from my mind long time. The last night, last year we tried to do that, and it's very frustrating. And I don't blame them. They know how to manage their money well. I declare I will never borrow money to build. By the grace of God. So what do I have to do? I have to know that anything I want to succeed in, I must learn to do it for a long time. You must do it faithfully, diligently, for a long time before you can be successful in it. One time, somebody came here and was choosing me. See my microphone and say, wow, me too, I want to be a pastor. Wow. You see, it's been over 20 years since I've been serving God. Standing here has been over 20 years journey. And I did not start like this. If you go and check our picture, you realize that even in this church, what we started with was wooden pulpits. That even the day river came to, water overflowed in that canal, it carried our pulpit away. People were swimming in our church. But we have to be there faithfully. The day of starting from the entire Sunday, I started, I better pack my generator. Do this one. You have to do it faithfully. When you are consistent and you don't give up, then the blessing of God will come. This is what why people don't save. Because they will say, how can you say I should start saving 2,000 naira? 2,000 naira. Listen to me. When it comes to savings, I had a quote which I believe so strongly. He says, the man says, don't save what you have left after you have spent. He said, but spend what you have after you have saved. Think about it. Don't save after spending. Spend after saving. In other words, when you want to be rich, you must value that. I must learn the habit of when I get my salary, regardless of what, I must save this certain amount. It may be small. And I advise you to even target 20%, minimum of 10% out of whatever income you are getting. And you have to save for a long time. Joseph told Pharaoh, he said, if we save for 7 years, we will have enough during the year of famine. Listen to me. There is nobody that will never go through famine in life unless that pastor is deceiving you. There are different seasons in life. Regardless, it does not mean that you don't have faith. There was a period in my life that I've been doing computer business now for over 18 years. In the midst of it, I have made several mistakes and several good things have happened. In the same business you are doing it, it will be, I went from up to down till, in fact, the house I built, I was giving water for free. I began to sell the water. When the thing was at down zero, I had to face the reality, my dear. You see, I'm owing so many people now. Bank is chasing me. I'm owing bank. Debtors are chasing me. I can't go to work the way I used to go to work, because if I go to work, they will arrest me. In fact, the bank people sent police to be looking at me. They invited me to a special fraud unit at Ikoyi. I refused to go because I know that if I go, they will lock me up. I'm not going to go and bail me because I've owed too many people. So I said, I cannot go to work. So sometimes the bank, the police will disguise and they're waiting for me in front of my office. I'm telling you reality of life. I was a Christian. I was serving God. But here is this new season of my life. And I've owed so much that nobody has to borrow me money. So in my house, I said, I can't be going to work where I used to go to work. I have to now, but in the midst of this, instead of now whining and grinding, oh, which kind of life it is, oh, God. You have to ask yourself, at this point in time of your life, what do you have to do? You have to descend from your high ladder. High ladder. That you descend, you need to come down from the car. Come down. Somebody is carrying your briefcase. Somebody is saying, "Oga, sir, this one, sir." You have to now descend from that high ladder and accept that this is the current state of my life. What do I need to do? That was the best decision I ever made in my life. In my, I thought, what business can we start now? We are living in our own house. My wife said, of all in our area there are a lot of people. Everybody are doing all the business. The only business they were not doing was pepper selling. Nobody was selling pepper. Nobody was selling frozen food. I went, got the freezer. Put in, there was no life in the place. I told my wife, "You don't worry. My mother used to take me to my 12 those days. Now that experience has come to bear. I was still the pastor of this church. I will go to my 12 early in the morning. Hey, I'll come and see the mamas. And they will be there. One basket of pepper. One basket of this. And because we don't have enough money, we have to share. Sometimes you have to stay with those people who are selling pepper in my church. Because you are waiting for the person that will have to share the basket into four. And I will carry my own. Carry, go to the mallow side, carry the onions. Go to where they are selling ginger, carry the ginger. Then we will wait there again for the tomatoes. Carry all these things, put it inside the car. And I will take it. Even the car said, if I cost you that car, you cannot. Because the car said, when I'm coming, the smoke cannot allow you to see me. But that is the only thing I have. If that is what I have to use what I have to get what I want. Why do you have to accept it? I don't want people to say that me, that they say, do you know what the people do? At short time, they run away. They say they want to travel abroad. They want to go and start again. It's the same thing. If you don't face your Goliath today, you are only postponing it. It's coming again. Learn to face your challenge. When my mother-in-law came, my mother-in-law saw us selling pure water. Saw us selling pure water and pepper. My wife will stay there with the pepper. With the fish. Well, I will put ice block. I will now use hose to be selling water for people in their various houses. So that they don't have to come and fetch. And I will just charge them flat rate. I was always looking for sites where people are building. So that I will draw water to that site. Or just get your drum there. I want to go and buy hose. Anywhere. If I have hose that can cover from here to Rilagege Junction. It was that serious. I was so serious with that business. And when I connect the water to my house, I will, wherever you are doing the site, I will connect also to the same place. I have to accept that reality. That instead of going around complaining, do you know, by the grace of God, from Pepe, from selling pure water, when my mother-in-law came, my mother-in-law said, yeah, my daughter, an accountant, selling pepper. John, you take by me. Hey, John, you take by me. I could not come out. My mother-in-law left that place crying like a baby. Crying like a baby. I told my wife, time will tell. Let's be strong. Don't let us entrench them. When we were driving around in our air condition, they were celebrating. Now, face this period. We can do it. With prayer. With hard work. It's been several years. We came out of it. From those little, carrying the pepper money, carrying the tomato money, carrying. So sometimes when I see people today, and you advise them, now what are you doing? Why don't you just say me? And you have forgotten the person you have come to meet. I've been there. He's not telling you what. You are saying me. Look at it today. So sometimes when I look at people, just look at it, this one is like they drop in from heaven. And you know, even I'm at the airport sometimes traveling, I told my wife, say, God is faithful, but diligence and hard work. It is that pride that is killing a lot of people. Pride. I would rather, some of people say that it is better than to die. It's better than you put, just cut your hand first if you want to die and see whether it's easy. You cut your finger and see whether it's easy. Listen to me. Success is not far from those who combine diligence and faithfulness with whatever they are doing. Whether you are successful, people will talk about you. If you fail also, they will talk about you. And you realize that those of you today who care so much about what people will say, at the end of the day, you realize that it is you, your husband and your children that will bear the blame most. Not even the family people you are trying to impress. They are in their own house. You are here. They are in their own house surviving. You are here managing. So you see, live for whatever you need to live for, legitimately. And the blessing of God will come to overtake you at that period in time. You see, when you hear that man, sorry, at a point, as I did not give up in fasting and prayer, in the midst of it, then God showed me the way. Today, I'm better off for it. And I'm also advising you, this year too, you can be better. If you delete the mind that money will just, only a foolish man will say, if today, if I'm just coming, I wish I can just see 5,000 naira on the floor. I wish I can just see 50,000 naira. And so that you will see some of your uncle, God, if this man can only give me 100,000 naira. Get rich quick mentality. Those who do that ended up becoming thieves, end up becoming prostitutes, end up becoming wayward people. Why? Because they don't want to pay the price that is needed. You are overcoming that today in the name of Jesus. Can we stand to our feet, please? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe you have learned something today. I believe you are going to go back home to make decisions. Yeah. If I remove my children from private school and put them in public school, people will laugh at me. Let them laugh. Not all the children that went to private school end up great in life. Most of us here in this generation went to public school. And we turn out well. You are going to turn out well. He said the month of March is coming. You cannot afford to live, continue your life at this level. There needs to be a change. You need to make practical changes. You need to make practical, cut some of your expenses. You tell yourself, I cannot live, afford this. I cannot afford that. I cannot afford this. Cut it. And that saving, that difference, go and save it. That, you know, I went to the house of one person that was borrowing money, begging for money. And when I got to the house of that person, I saw DSTV, not GoTV. And I said to myself, this is why this person is poor. You are paying $15,000 subscription and you don't have a good job. I said, even me, I told myself, I cannot afford DSTV now. Not because I cannot get it at that time, but because whatever money I will pay to DSTV for their subscription, I will rather pay the 1.5. I started with GoTV for 1.5. 1.5, 1.8. The rest of the thing, I have saved my GoTV money. But today now, if I want to subscribe for 1 year of DSTV, I can subscribe for it. Why? Because I understood the times and the season of my life. Even if you have the money, ask yourself, this thing, what investment do I have that can bring forth this same money again? That's the wisdom. But you see, if you are using GoTV, your friends will laugh at you. Let them laugh. If you also become broke, they will still laugh at you. Lift your voice and say, Lord, I thank you because you are delivering me from poverty. I am coming out for whatever has held me bound, whatever has made me pay a debtor, whatever has made me poor. I'm coming out of it today. Whatever financial mistake I have made in time past, I'm coming out of it today. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out of it. In the name of Jesus, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of it. I refuse to be wasteful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father, for the turnaround I'm going to see in my life, in my finances. People will call me names, but I don't care anymore. I will live to glorify God with my life. I thank you, oh God. I give you praise, Father, for the wonderful things you have doing in my life. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, those three things point. The mind that looks for excuses, vain or fantasy thinking, then, what's the third one again? Get rich quick mentality. I want you to say, Father, every poverty mindset that has been causing setback in my life, deliver me from it now. In the name of
Jesus. Just wait for a bit. Lift your voice and pray for yourself. You may not know, it may even be your clothing lifestyle. It may be your jewelry lifestyle. Every lifestyle of poverty, every mindset of poverty, Lord, purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Purge me from it. Purge me from it. Purge me from the mindset of poverty. Purge me from the mindset of poverty. In the name of Jesus. Purge me from it, Lord. Help me to be a builder. Help me to build. Help me to build my dream marriage. My dream job, my dream business. Lord, help me to be wise. Deliver me from fantasy or vain mindsets. Lord, help me to do more. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. Before I pray with you, you see, I don't know who this is, but I have a word in my spirit. When I say lifestyle, there's someone here you need to practically change your lifestyle. It has made you poor. You think you are rich, but if only you knew where you would have been by now, you would have been so surprised. Some of those plenty shoes, you don't need them, because you realize that what you need now is investment. What you need now is investment. What you need now is investment. One right investment can buy 100 shoes for you. But you are wearing tomorrow, today. Whoever you may be humble to retrace your step. And one of the key that you have to be prepared to separate yourself from the association that is bringing pressure upon your life. There are times that a particular people you are moving with and won't bring pressure on you. Because you see, every week there is also one party. One party, one party, one party. And in that meeting, those of you who do town hall meeting, the town hall meeting that is always talking about naming ceremony, wedding, party, they will not talk about what investment to make. Say, association of Igbos in Oriya Agege, it's not that it's wrong, but that any association that is not taking you forward in terms of your investment is a very bad association. Because tribalism is not prosperity. We don't need to be together to prosper. At the end of the one time, I told somebody in another session, look at all of you in that association. Not all your, none of your children are in any higher institution. And yet you are always going to party every week. All their children, not one of them was in school. They will not contribute money to send one of their own children to school, but they will contribute money to come to naming ceremony so that they can eat well when they come to your naming ceremony. They are contributing for their food. They will not talk about how our children will go to school. So you have a particular group of people. Not one of them have produced doctors. Not one of them have produced lawyers. Not one of them have produced pharmacists. Their children are just there. But yet you see them. You think that money have landed. You see, for 10 years I used my wedding ring that I used was 1,000 naira. It was my 30th anniversary that I could even afford to buy the right wedding ring. For the first time, I told my wife, say, we are not yet there. Nobody will know anyway. Well, as long as it's shining, nobody will know. Who am I trying to impress? And I will not use soap to wash it. Change it. I pray today, lift up your hands, that as you end February, every mindset that made your father poor, every mindset that made your mother poor, mindset that has afflicted your generation, that today nobody has built any successful houses, nobody has bought a brand new car in your family, nobody has built buildings, nobody has even traveled out and come back successfully. It's a mindset. Today, that same mindset that is now afflicting you, I command that hand, that influence, to now be released upon your whole mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God, that which made your father poor, that which
us. If you come and find that you have never connected right with the Holy Spirit, that is taking over your own life in the name of Jesus.
We hope you're the blessed by this message. For more information, please check out our website at www.howtoseekofchange.org.